This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
One and two, Ben already the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. A 94-mile-per-hour splitter that strikes out Grossman, and that was Grossman, and the Pirates win the opener of this series 6-4. Marcato, the hitting hero, and Luis Ortiz, his first major league win.
Joe Buck on that call. He's got so many good calls he's bringing out of the can this year because Pirates are doing well, better than they have in recent years past. That was gross, man. Whew. Love it, though. The Pirates win. And guess what? The Brewers lost yesterday. So now we've got a tie again for the NL Central lead in Major League Baseball. How about that? The Astros routed the Brewers yesterday in Milwaukee 12-2, and the Pirates beat the AL West leading Texas Rangers 6-4. Huh. How about that? So the Astros get helped out a little bit in the AL West, gained some ground on the Texas Rangers, and the Pirates gain enough ground on the Brewers to now have a tie again for the NL Central lead. They're both 25-22. And they're both doing kind of mediocre in their last 10. The Brewers 5-5 in their last 10. The Pirates now 4-6. That's definitely better than 2-8, 1-9 where it was to begin the month. The big scary team, though, coming kind of sneaking up on the rest of the NL Central, it's the St. Louis Cardinals, the only team with over 5 wins in their last 10. The Cardinals 7-3 in their last 10. The Cardinals 21-28. They're 5 games out of first place in the NL Central. But I wouldn't worry about that too much right now. Let's just celebrate one win at a time. The Pirates beat the Rangers yesterday and the Brewers lost. And the Brewers have run into a hot Astros team, which might benefit the Pirates in this tiny stretch. Again, it's May. It's a marathon. We've already established that. You've heard me talk about that. You've heard callers call in talk about that. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. So where the Pirates are in May does not necessarily reflect where they'll be come postseason time. That's fine. But, you know, let's just appreciate this right now. The Pirates have a share of first place in the NL Central. So that's a good thing. If you want to call, react to the Pirates win, react to the Pirates in general, give me a call. 412-928-9370 is the phone number. You can also tweet at me on Twitter at Callas_33. That's Callas_33. And we'll chat. Talk about the Pirates. I got some comments about Ben Roethlisberger and his comments that I want to address briefly a little bit later, but let's just focus on the Pirates here for a minute. Luis Ortiz, first major league win. First winning decision as a major league pitcher. I mean, he pitched for the Pirates before. That was kind of weird to hear, admittedly, when I found that news out through Joel Nelson, who did the headlines overnight. It doesn't feel like that was his first major league win because he pitched last year, and he was, you know, so highly touted, I didn't realize he didn't get a win. He didn't get a winning decision when he pitched last year. So that was kind of weird to hear. And I know he struggled a little bit to start this season. He definitely didn't get any wins in his first one or two starts that he had. But now he's got a major league win. Awesome. Tucapita Marcano with a grand slam that turned out to be the deciding factor in the game. His first Major League Grand Slam. So that's exciting. Pirates got the best of Dane Dunning, the starting pitcher, and also the Texas Rangers bullpen didn't help too much. A little scary to know that David Bednar kind of had a blip last night. Gave up a home run late. But all's well that ends well, let's say. Maybe not too much to be worried about there. Things happen here and there. But the Pirates had a big enough lead that they could afford to give up two runs late in the game. So now we're starting to see a slight balance. We're starting to see a slight balance. If the offense performs like that, I mean, I'm looking down the box score. Two hits for McCutcheon. A knock for Brian Reynolds. Jack Sawinski had a hit and a walk. Carlos Santana had a hit. So a healthy balance of hits, getting on base, and then one big swing, Tucapita Marcano, the big blast that separated the Pirates from the Rangers, far enough that the ninth inning two-run home run by Josh Jung didn't matter. So it's all good. Now, there's been a narrative kind of going around when the Pirates were losing here in May, and they're still going to, or when they were continuing to lose. We don't know what's going to happen in this series. We can hope for the best. The Pirates won the first game of the series against the Diamondbacks before dropping two. So maybe there is some rationale for pessimism. But I've been hearing a good bit from people that are saying that, this is supposed to happen. You know, if you have a strong month or, you know, it's going to balance out eventually. There's going to be an equalizer that's going to bring this team back to reality. And I don't know what reality is as it relates to the Pirates anymore. It could be just because the NL Central is weak this season. It could be because we don't want to believe that after such a strong start, this team could have fallen so far. It's hard to gauge exactly what reality is for this team. If they were able to perform well at one point in the season, they shouldn't have an equal reaction again and again and again. Because I hear this, you know, oh, the losing's going to stop. Or, you know, it's going to balance out and then maybe they'll be fine. I said it yesterday that, you know, everybody got to stay calm. And, you know, some of the callers that I heard after the Diamondbacks, or the loss to the Diamondbacks on Sunday, they were just a bit nonsensical, not great calls. And I think a lot of people were just overreacting to some of their emotions to the point where O'Neill Cruz needs to play first base when he comes back, and Polanco's and Aguilar need to be consistent role players on this team. We're not going that far. But I think there is a point. I think there is a realistic point where we just have to sit here and when we reflect on this team and the success in April, that continued losses are not okay. There's got to be some point where we go, okay, we can't have another 5-6-win month as May comes to a close here. We can't have that little losses in 1 month. There is going to be a reality check where the team's going to lose more games than it wins in a month. I can believe that. But they can't, with the way this team performed in April, I can't fathom that another month like this could or should happen. I guess is what I'm trying to say. But I hear a lot of, you know, well, this team, it's supposed to happen like that. It's going to balance out. I just don't like that perspective anymore. And I'm glad that the Pirates won yesterday, because it kind of makes it a little bit easier to talk about this, because, you know, winning cures all. If they would have lost again, though, that still would have been, what, three, four wins in May. I mean, they haven't won many games this month, and that's, there's just got to be some point where the reality check here is more like, well, no, this team is capable of more, but the pieces aren't put together right, or there just doesn't seem to be that the team's motivated. Whatever the case may be. There's got to be some point where if they don't continue this winning stretch, that we don't accept the losses as much as we are. We don't just say, oh, this was never the Pirates' year. It is important to capitalize on a season when you're in contention for the division lead. And I think it's important to understand that, too. The Pirates have what is an unprecedented opportunity right now. The NL Central is a bit weaker this year. Okay, right now the St. Louis Cardinals are in bad shape. I think the Pirates are going to play the Cardinals toward the end of the month or the beginning of June. So the Pirates have an opportunity coming up here to beat down a Cardinals team that is starting to get a little bit hot, is starting to climb up the ranks. They've passed the Cardinals. The Cardinals are fourth of five teams in the NL Central. So this is a great time. This is a great opportunity to have a bit of optimism and for the Pirates to kind of charge forward, not with everything. I understand they want to be conservative in some manners, but with the players that are on the roster right now, understand the opportunity that you have. And the players go out and execute. The pitchers execute pitches properly. The hitters get on base, get those timely hits, come through in the clutch. Manager Derek Shelton got to make the proper decisions, manage that bullpen well. And you come together and you can capitalize on that Cardinals series coming up in a couple series. And you beat down the Cardinals and keep your leverage at the top of the division. But this is important. I don't think we should go as extreme as some of those callers that I featured yesterday. But I also think that we don't need to be so reserved as to go, oh, well, we should have expected this to happen. There's got to be a balance. Because the Pirates have a unique opportunity this season, and they should not let it go to waste.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ted from Mount Washington wants to weigh in. Go ahead, Ted.
Hey, real quick about the Pirates. Well, to me, the reality is this is a young, inconsistent team that's learning to win. What we have here is a surprise. No one expected this team to even be in contention, let alone being, you know, second in the division, which is a really bad division.
Well, now they're tied for first. The Brewers lost yesterday.
Well, yeah, they're tied for first. But let's enjoy what we have. Unless they do a trade to really cement this season, I don't see the Pirates really, you know, maybe being competitive and making a couple of wins, but this is not a team that's going to win this division. I'm just sorry. They got holes at first. They got, you know, the pitching staff is all right, but it's inconsistent too. The hitting it's kind of shabby, and the way they, you know, they use a strategy to steal bases, you can only do that so much if you can't hit. I mean, it's small ball. They don't really have a power hitter.
Well, Ted, let me ask you this too. Do you really expect them? We had the strong month of April, weak month of May. Do you really expect them to be so bad that they have another month or 2 months where they only win 5 or 6 games? Do you expect that?
I expect these guys to fade unless they make a trade. Okay, I'm being honest. You can see it. McCutchen is 36. You got another veteran on first. Unless you get somebody to come in here and maybe another pitcher, there's no way they can keep this up. That's just the reality. Outfield is average at best. I mean, you got to look at them for what they are, not for what you want them to be. They need help. And, you know, right now they got a couple pitchers that are doing pretty good. But you look at their pitching staff, you know, it's all right. It's not really, you know, I wouldn't say that, and you know, a dominant murderous row. So I think we had this fantasy that, you know, these Pirates are going to do this, they're going to do that. I'm telling you, they're a year ahead of schedule. You know, I mean, just accept the fact what they are. Enjoy the moment. But to have these huge expectations and you're looking at these holes, I don't think, you know, you're really looking at reality and what they are.
All right, Ted, I hear you. Thanks for the call. Yeah, not a bad take. Not a bad take. I'm just upset, and I get we don't want to have that high of expectations. There's got to be a balance. But I'm just talking about, like, there can't be another month. I mean, I have some expectations now based on the month of April, which maybe might be unrealistic. Maybe they are ahead of schedule. Maybe they just had a month where they all balled out and then teams caught up with them. That's fair. I just, when we talk about, you know, their hot start in April and then their collapse in May, there can't be another collapse. And I want to believe in many cases that they're not going to have another collapse in May. Or like May, in a future month here in the season. They have a realistic shot of winning the division. And Ted doesn't think that they will. And they may very well fade. But for them to lose realistic contention of the division, they would have to have consistent 5 or 6 win months. And I just can't see that happening. And I don't want to believe that that's going to happen. Maybe that's just my optimism. Maybe the rest of you are expecting that after a month like May that it could happen over and over and over again. Could a month of April happen again? I don't see that as realistic as well. I want to believe that they're going to find a balance where they can have a healthy amount of series wins in the coming months and finish over 80 wins. Again, I have them at 84. I really, really hope that that happens. But I guess it is just a hope. And maybe it is an unrealistic expectation. I don't know.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.